You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Talk to us about the two tight boots that the Lord gave you. What is that? What are you talking about, tight boots?
I was talking this a little bit with your daughter earlier.
Okay.
I was a brand new Christian, okay? Mm-hmm. And y'all, careful about dissing other Christians. Mm-hmm. We're like stones fitly made, and one's a thumb, and one's an ear, and one's a foot, okay? We're all different. Well, I listen sometimes to different members of different streams of the body of Christ. There's one called the Word of Faith, and it's helped many people. Mm-hmm. And so there's a guy named Charles Capps, and he's teaching that when you pray, be specific. Okay, I was just learning about pray. You mean I talk to him? Really? I talk to God? But it said be specific. So I caught it like a revelation to me. Be specific. Mm-hmm. I said, baby, we got to pray together. We got to be specific. I tell you what I want. Mm-hmm. I want to be specific. I want a pair of black cowboy boots.
At the time now, your shoes that you had. Talk about the shoes that you had.
Well, I was embarrassed, okay, because I'd been to the altar, and the shoes I had holes in the bottom. Mm-hmm. And then when I go to the altar, I'd kneel down, and people could see my holes in my shoes. And so I was prideful. I didn't want that, so it's kind of like quitting going to the altar.
Right.
What I would do, give my money so my boy could have him a new pair of tennis shoes so he'd fit in at school. See what I'm saying?
You put them first, yeah.
Yeah, somebody else first, okay? Right. So I had a need. This wasn't about lust. I didn't want a lusty pair of shiny shoes.
Right.
But I needed a pair of shoes.
Because you had a holy pair, but not the holy.
Yeah, please.
Pair. Okay.
All right, so I needed a pair of boots. I wanted a pair of boots. Back in my cowboy days, I liked a pair of boots that fit in the stirrup. When you got a stirrup, they fit in there, okay?
Right.
I didn't want a pair of what I called roach killers that you could kick a roach in the corner. I didn't like them sharp ones. Some guys like them, okay? They're just too sharp for me.
Right.
I wanted to be rounded off. I wanted to be leather bottomed, leather uppers. I wanted to be black, okay?
Very specific.
Specific. Mm-hmm. So I said, come on, baby. I said, let's join hands on our knees. I said, Lord, I'm asking you for this pair of boots. God is my witness. Mm-hmm. My aunt-in-law, came over and said to Debbie's mother, hey, Pedley got him a brand new pair of black cowboy boots, and they don't fit him. You reckon John could wear them? She says, I'll see. And when I saw them, they were exactly what I'd seen in my prayer. All right, so I'm here to tell you, yes, pray for something specific.
Uh-huh.
And believe God. When you have a need, you can pray. He says, ask.
Right.
Well, like you said earlier, you're asking, is he going to give you a snake or something bad?
Right.
No, he wants you to ask.
It's his joy to give you the kingdom.
Yes, he said, ask and you shall receive. Jesus said that.
Wow.
Ask, okay?
Even boots.
Even boots when you need them, yes.
That's
but
awesome.
Be specific.
That's awesome. So why do you call it the two tight boots?
Man, you're getting me on this one. Okay,
okay.
So I got them, okay?
Right.
And I pulled them on, and guess what?
What?
They were too tight.
Oh, no.
Yes, they were too tight, but I was determined because I knew they come from the Lord.
Right.
I began to wear them. Debbie would laugh. She'd see me kind of walking with these
the John
boots.
Wayne walk.
No, some kind of walking like funny because I got too tight of boots on. And so now Debbie and I, we've repeated it 100 times. She'd say, you mean the too tight boots that the Lord gave me? And so the point of it is, though, they stretched. And they became the most comfortable pair of shoes I've ever had. They stretch so much, they fit perfectly. But that's the two tight boots that the Lord gave me. So sometimes, you know, you may see something, I'm not sure how to put it in the book, but wear it a little bit with the Lord. You may not be comfortable with praying, I get it.
Right.
I couldn't pray, and now that's all I want to do is pray.
Right.
I couldn't pray, but you begin to wear it, see how it fits. I promise you, it'll stretch into it, it'll become your custom.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Even if you have to walk funny at first.
Yeah. And they might look at you funny too.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.